What's next? An anal Schwab? Greetings. Greetings. It's time. It's time for Uncle Lod's third installment of answering the NPC's tired old question of, why aren't you wearing a mask? Well, I've been hesitant to post my collection of answers because I know what's coming when I do. The ban hammer. Uncle Lod's very familiar with the ban hammer, but today I was listening to Jeff Berwick's admission of, I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care. The dollar vigilante. Legend. Well, today I'm of that same mindset. I just don't care. Whatever happens, happens. Now, if you're fortunate enough to catch this video before I port it over to fakotube.com, good on you. If you're only catching this very brief intro, no worries. You can still watch the full installment in its entirety. You just have to click on the link in the show notes below and enjoy it where the banhammer can't reach me. fakotube.com. Go on now. Click below. I'll wait for you. I'll see you over there at fakotube.com. Go on. Go on now. See you there. Okay, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the full installment. Here we go. What do you say when somebody under the spell stops you and asks you in an admonishing tone, why aren't you wearing a mask? Well, in no particular order, here we go. Well, if you haven't figured that out by now, self-suffocate. Because once you submit to wearing a mask, the next thing you know, they'll want to stick a 12-inch Q-tip up your ass. No thanks, I'll pass. That's okay. I'm sitting out this genocide. Because I'm with Dr. Seuss, I will not wear a mask on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not succumb to fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it. Do not ask. Yeah, because masks, they're as useless as Joe Biden. Thanks for the invite. But I don't go to that church because I don't support the Black Lungs Matter movement because I'm not a voluntary victim because I don't suffer from arrested development. Shh. Don't bring attention to it. And remember, if we get caught, you're deaf and I don't speak English because I do not consent. Because breathing oxygen is not a conspiracy theory. Because I self-identify with, I'm just fine. Because wearing a mask is a public humiliation ritual. If you haven't worked that out by now, I bet you believe the vaccine is safe too. Not my movie. Because my feet don't fit in clown shoes. Because I chose a side. Because COVID doesn't exist. Because incremental enslavement, well, it violates my sensibilities. Because I missed the indoctrination update. I was busy investing in Bitcoin. Because their utility sucks. Because I'm a living lie detector machine. Because I'm not into subjugating the maskers. See what I did there? Because, humble brag, you know, I'm a little smarter than everyone else. The Emperor's New Clothes argument. I am wearing a mask. Can't you see it? Because I'm socially responsible and choose to virtue signal with my smile, not my mask. Because obviously I'm living in a different movie than you. Because the next thing you know, these rat bastards will be telling us to double and triple mask. Wait, they already are. Because viruses are just dead fragments of former cells that have been given supernatural powers by unelected officials. No thanks. Because I'm immune to brainwashing. because my brain was washed by logic and truth, not media lies and propaganda. What's next? An anal Schwab? Because I'm a conspiracy factualist and I understand how evil the globalists are who run this world and what they're trying to accomplish by scaring you into wearing a mask for a boogie virus that doesn't even exist. They're trying to kill you and your kids. Have a nice day. Because my Tavistock programming broke. What? You want me to act like I have a boogie virus that doesn't even exist? Yeah, no. Because I realized from the beginning of this scamdemic that the only one with the lawful right to restrict my personal airflow was me. Haven't worn one the entire time, and look, Ma, I'm healthy as a horse. Hey, take yours off. Walk into some retail establishments to experience some newfound freedom and realize that nobody gives a shit that you choose to breathe fresh air instead of your own unhealthy CO2. It's not that hard. Because I reject mind control?
Because I'm not a hypnotized, brainwashed slave. You?
Because there's no medical or government official with the legal authority to mandate that I wear one, especially considering it's all a scam. I mean, who would still be wearing a mask at this point? The brain dead? Because I know that what mainstream media promotes as truth is a lie, and what they declare to be a lie is the truth. What are they promoting about this boogie virus then? Ever thought about that? Because I'm conscious. In Spanish, no consente. Because I don't masturbate in public. There, I did it again. See what I did? Who died and made you Hitler? If you believe there's a pandemic or even was, I pity your gray matter. Because my moral compass works. Because it's an unenforceable medical experiment. I don't play when it comes to my health. Because we're living through a fake pandemic. I bet you're eager for the fake rescue, aren't you? Let's visit the stats. The stats are one alleged death out of every 10,000 cases. That's 0.0001%. If you still think there's a worldwide pandemic or ever was, you watch way too much CNN. Take that damn mask off. It's causing you brain damage. And I'm not even shitting you. Take it off. Because I'm not a woman beholden to Sharia law. Because I have zero reason to conceal my identity. I'm not going to rob this place. And there is no pandemic. It's a condemic. Faux-demic. Well, because I don't censor my looks, and there's no way in hell I'm going to compromise my own health by breathing in my own CO2 and bodily toxins. That, my friend, will make you sick, because I lost the 100-day mask challenge. Because a mandate is not a law. A legislatively passed law is a law, and there is no mask law. So no mask for me. I'm law-abiding. Because I signed up for the 100-day unmasking challenge. Because masking up is an obsession of the criminally insane and Antifa. And I'm neither. I'm sorry. I'm hearing impaired. And I have to read your lips. What did you say? Come again? Excuse me? You'll have to remove your mask for me to understand you, please. Can you take down your mask? Oh, I'm glad you asked. See that mask on the ground right there? Yeah, if this was truly a deadly contagion, then they'd have biohazard disposal units for us to put those in, wouldn't they? Because if this was truly a deadly contagion, then the very second you put on that mask, you've contaminated it. So why aren't you dead yet? Well, let me end with this, because you have your mask on. So we're good. I'm good. Have a nice day.
I don't want to stay for you, me. I'll say it's gonna put some love in your life. Don't you really wanna know how it feels? Everybody wanna see what it's like. We even wanna be inside, it ain't lies. We all know there's better things in this life.
hypnotized.